of mine. I'm going to turn it over to John. John, I was listening earlier. Boy, do I have... John, you and I need to talk on the phone. You ain't going to believe what I'm going to tell you. But Woody, I want to know, and I'm going to turn it to John in a minute, but I want to know what you think about the 7700. He was telling me that they're coming out. He said, we're going to come out with another radio. He didn't tell me a number. He said, and I listened. He's a very nice man. He doesn't know me from Adam. I just said, the problem I've been having was, he said, what part, what chip? And I said, the 10 megahertz IF chip. What happened, or not IF, a frequency standard. Yeah, people kept saying I was a little off frequency, and I said, I don't care. Let me move the RIT, and we start fixing it. But they wanted $530, and they sent the port that didn't fit. My friend called back, and he said, this doesn't fit. They go, oh, we want $830 for the board. And so with $830 for the board, it would be about $800 if I'd have sent it in and another $300 labor. And I said, nuts. So he found a local fellow wanted to give it to me, and I think we're going to pay him $25 or $30. But a 10 to the minus 8, a 10 megahertz frequency standard for about $25, that's a lot cheaper than $1,600 when ICOM said, oh, we never heard of that problem, and they talk about it on the reflector. So that was the problem, Woody. And then we'll turn it over here to W1QS, my very good friend John. I'm just W squared 1 W squared with W1QS, W5FP QRP.
Okay, good morning. W5FP, W1QS. I'm not sure Woody's copying me on backscatter. Woody, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, no problem, John. I'm just running vehicle here on the 7800, but Q5 here. Hey, I've got a great mod for the 7800.
Oh, very good. Well, I'll let you guys chat. It's a little bit too difficult
to hear, but that's fine.
I was just kidding around with Peter like I like to do, especially first thing in the morning before I've had a first cup of coffee. You know, it gets my mind working here.
That was an interesting contact. I was listening to you, Peter. So, very good. I'll be here this morning. So I'll let you carry on with Woody while I make some coffee. How's that sound? Your S9 Plus up here, W1QS. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, John. Well, I hope I was polite. Once I realized who I was talking to, I kept trying to be extremely polite because he was a very nice gentleman. And when he said, you call company, give up my call sign. I go, no, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that in the Navy, but I thought it was funny. I suddenly realized who he was. Very nice man. I'm going to write him a letter. I looked on QRZ. I don't think his address is in there. I think it's not. But I'll write him a letter to ICOM in Japan. That was very kind. And I do have some discussions for you, John. Boy, do I ever. And are you going down in a few minutes to 80, John, or what? And let me get to Woody. And then I got to go take a shower. I woke up several times during the night. Woody, I've had a lot of changes in life here. And I'm living with three dogs now, and you can draw conclusions on all that. We won't go any further on the air. I have started the next tower, the 200-foot rotating tower, and I've contracted for tower. I'm going to put an 80-meter beam on it, spread out the 40s, and go maybe OWA stacked on all the other bands. So I'm starting to do that because I got another full-time job, and I've been working at that for a year. So that's bringing you up to date on two major areas. What I want to know is what your thoughts are between the 77 and 7600. The gentleman in Japan thought that the 77, he said he liked the 7700, but he said he still liked the 7800 better. So I would like to know your thoughts on that. And John is getting coffee, and then I'm going to go take a shower because I'm a little behind the curve. I work long hours, Woody, but starting next week, I'll work every other day. So I'll work longer hours, but I'll have some days off. God, it's good to hear you, man. Late Merry Christmas, early current Happy New Year. WW1WW with W1QS on the side, W5FP.
Okay, very good, Pete, and I hope things are well with you, and you had a good Christmas, and I hope this year is a terrific one for you.
Yeah, I got into the whole contesting thing. A guest operator's coming up and going crazy here.
I like the rag too, and I'm like you, I like to talk to one person for a long period of time. But to answer your first question, the 78, 76, 77. Well, the 76 is by far the best bang for the buck. There's no question about that. And it's the only one of the three that really seamlessly automates because it is...
100% USD plug and play. And it actually works. The other two have got the kind of the Clogy serial thing, and you have to do the adapters and all that stuff, and not quite as clean from an automation standpoint. From an operation standpoint, ergonomically, the 77 is the best, because you don't have all the extra knobs you don't need on the 7800, and the RIT knob is on the outside of the cabinet. Whereas the RIT is in the wrong place for me on the 78, and also the main sub knobs on the right-hand side could be swapped as far as I'm concerned. But that's just a subtlety there. Everything else pretty much the same. I don't know about all the transceivers, but my 7800 is a little quieter than my 77. So. The 7 and the 76s remain off while I'm operating, and they're only turned on for car tests. So that's my take. No way I'm getting rid of my 7800, and I'll probably pick up at least one more for a backup. So don't give that thing up. Even though they're spec the same, they're not the same. The 7800 is a slightly superior receiver. The quality of the small knobs on the 78 are unlike anything else out there. That feeling of the damping and everything, that all the knobs have on the 78 are better than either. But the 77, because they didn't have to have as many, they're a little bit bigger and a little easier to drive. So ergonomically, if you're just using one receiver, ergonomically the 77 is slightly better. But as far as performance goes, the 78 has got it over with the other two. And that's in the one sample I have here. Let's see, I spoke the miles on the 78, the 77, and the 76, so we managed to blow them all up somehow. Each time putting out less than 50 watts, so I think ICOM needs to do something there. They don't understand how to make the tension circuit, I guess. I thought we have a mod for that. Putting in more rugged devices, and what else? Oh, here's a great hop-up. You take a DX Engineering preamp and stick it in that receive antenna loop, and all of a sudden your IP3 and your signal noise ratio and everything is better than the SPDX5000. It's superior to anything else you can get out there. So, there you go. For $120, you have a receiver with a front end that's superior to anything else you can get at any price. So there you go. And that's true for K3 or anybody else. So $20, you can take your transceivers to a whole other dimension on receive performance. So anyway, I just throw that out there, Pete. W5FP with W1QS, WW1WW.
Yeah, very good. WW1WW, you're 30 over. You're just rolling in here. I did hear somebody under you with an N9. You are 30 dB. He's about 10. I'll pick him up in a minute. And that one of the deals here. Well, first of all, thanks for the recommendation. I don't really work many weak stations. it certainly has an option. I'm just not a DXer. Once I've been a ham 50 years, I guess I just enjoy talking to guys I can hear. One of the disadvantages of stack antennas is you hear everybody, and everybody with a G5RV on the other side of the world thinks you hear them the same way, and it becomes difficult. And I just like chatting with guys I know, and I certainly, like Robin. Robin and I get on, and we got on 10DU9RG, but if you get on 40, there's 5,000 guys wanting to break, and I understand that, and they want to work them, but the guys, I leave it up to the DX station or whoever I'm talking to. If they want to talk to me, I'll talk to them, and if they want to talk to somebody else, that's their right. But we live in a less civil society than we used to, and other people don't like that, so it's a hobby, and when it gets irritating, I just remember it's a hobby and turn around and go do that. But fine on everything. I appreciate your comments, and I'm just not in a hurry. I've been working so many hours that I don't even use the stuff I have up, but I'm going to keep building. We're going to get that 200 footer up. You didn't comment on what new antennas you've done, and I know you have, and I'm going to turn it to John here next. They're going to put a 4 square for 160 off and just separate it. That'll give me 160. I'm going to put 4 on 10, 4 on 6, stack the other band, separating from the two towers. And now that I'm here solo, it's easier to do these things. In fact, and I'm still very good friends with my former, and she didn't want the other tower near the pool that I put in for her, but now that she isn't here, it's going near the pool. It ain't going in the back, way in back. And I've got another 300 feet of hard line that it'll probably be about 200 feet to the tower number 6. So let's get it to John. Good morning, John. And I really can't wait to talk to you. I got some funny stories. And John is just a super guy. He's been a real encourager and has a lot of experience in stacking these antennas, Woody, which, boy, when we did this, what a pain. And John probably has some comments, too, because he has a K3, and he thinks that's superior, and I'm sure that it is. W1QS with WW1WW, and but we need to pick up that 9, John, if he's still in there. John, W1QS, W5FP. There's Dale, weeky, weeky, and we can move off, and good morning to Glenn. Go ahead. You not here, John? John may be down on 80. There was an RC9 coming up on 80, zone 18 every morning, Woody. Go ahead, Glenn. KC4GL with WW1WW at W5FP. Oh, I don't know. 157.89.
Okay.